The Torah teaches us that after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we are to go on the holiday of Sukkot and take take beautiful fruit and beautiful fruits and grasp them and rejoice and feel the joy of being with God and rejoice over experiencing godliness and God's presence. What does this mean? How does this work? The Ramban Nachmanides reveals a Kabbalistic mystical secret. Not one that we can entirely understand, but let's do our best. He teaches us that this fruit is a fruit that we've encountered before. It is the fruit from the tree that Adam ate in the original sin in the Garden of Eden. That's right. The esrog, the beautiful fruit, is in fact the fruit that was once the forbidden fruit. It was once something that we were not permitted to take. We caused all kinds of damage to ourselves. However, on the holiday of Sukkot, God instructs us and says, okay, let's try this again. Let's try this again. Take. Originally, God said, don't take the fruit. Today, right, on the Sukkot, God says, take the fruit. Take it. Originally, the Torah describes how beautiful it was, right, in Genesis. Here again, God says, take the beautiful fruit that looks beautiful. Take it. Right? And this time it's not a sin. Then it was a sin. This time it's not a sin. Take it. And experience 7 days of joyfulness. Explains the Ramban. There were 7 days of creation. The holiday of Sukkot is a reenactment of creation. The holiday of Sukkot is reenactment of the 7 days of creation, during which we experience with great simplicity, right? The simple, beautiful world. God says, "Go out of your there was no homes. Go out into the garden. Go out into the garden." Right. Take the fruits of the garden. Right? We go out of our homes and go into the to create a very simple hut with greenery as its cover. And God says, just enjoy, experience, just experience. Being innocent and being pure and being in my presence. And that is what's happening, explains the Ramban on the holiday of Sukkot. Certainly not a finished thought, but one which beckons and stimulates and is cause for pause. Wow. What exactly? Look what we are able to experience and this time experience it in a holy way. There's more to say, but for a different time. Blessing each and every one of you and us and the world with a beautiful, sweet, happy and uplifting Chag HaSukkot and a good Shabbos.